What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to take one more phone call. Then we're going to close the phone lines because I've got a lot of news to get through. We have a third hour guest here, and I don't want to talk anymore about salmon or organic farming here. So we're going to go to Frank in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, hello. I tuned in today to heard somebody talking about this earlier. I tuned in today at 12:11 p.m., so about 11 minutes into the Alex Jones show. And I stayed on for about 53 seconds and listened to him, and he basically said that he's reached a new plateau of listenership. He's bigger than he's ever been before. I mean, I just, you know, I'm sticking by my theory from a month or two or several months ago. This is where he wants to be. He is going to be the controlled opposition. That's my theory. I think it's holding up pretty well so far. But he's right where he wants to be. He's reached a new plateau. He's bigger than ever before.
Okay. Well, good for him. What can I tell you? So, anything else, Frank?
Also, well, I was wondering if anybody had seen my algorithm. And I don't really want to give my personal information out over the phone right now, but if you do, if anyone sees it, they could just forward it to the board op.
Okay, what kind of an algorithm is it? And, you know, algorithms need computer equipment to run on. Okay, I think he just hung up. All right, we're going to close the phone lines. I got a lot of stuff I need to get through here. Seymour Hersh gave a speech to the ACLU recently, basically saying that what you thought you knew was going on at Abu Ghraib is just the tip of a very, very ugly iceberg. And the speech was reported in the New York Sun last week, which in turn was posted on Jim Romanesco's media blog. And others are picking it up. But basically, in the speech, Seymour Hersh is saying children were being sodomized at Abu Ghraib. And the Pentagon has tapes of it. And apparently, this was being done to them in front of women who were in cages just to increase the emotional shock. These are all war crimes, of course. Especially, you're doing it to a kid. This is not a combatant. This is, you know, little kids are not somebody who knows where Saddam hid his nuclear weapons. This was just brutality for the sake of brutality. And it seems to be a growing trend because apparently a Palestinian man was just flat out executed by Israeli occupation forces. And they just left the guy lying on the pavement for public display as a warning. So the man was 27 years old, Wael Jabari, and was executed by Israeli machine gun fire. And the act of murder was committed by the illegal Kiryat Alba Jewish-only settlement near Al-Khalil in the West Bank. Meanwhile, a family of nine are homeless. Israel demolished their home in Hebron at the behest of nearby settlers. And apparently the soldiers then stormed the village of Zuwaidin and destroyed several community bathrooms legally built on the side of a main road to the village. Soldiers prevented local activists from leaving their vehicles to film the destruction. As you know, every Friday there is the March of Return, the Great March of Return, and every Friday the IDF uncorks on those peaceful, unarmed protesters. And apparently during the confrontation on last Friday, 180 Palestinians were wounded by live ammunition and tear gas inhalation. And according to the Ministry of Health, the number of participants wounded with live bullets in Gaza's Great March of Return included a paramedic who was shot in the chest. So, now, as you know, not too long ago, Donald Trump cut off all U.S. support for the United Nations agency that aids Palestinian refugees. And it's now turning out, according to this story that came out of the Times of Israel, that Netanyahu basically called Trump up and said, do this. Now, Trump's excuse was that this UN agency was being poorly run. Well, that could describe pretty much every aspect, not only of the United Nations, but the U.S. government itself. But that was the excuse given. And it was a major change of policy because up until recently, Israel's policy was to allow aid into Palestine, into Gaza, to prevent a humanitarian crisis that could in turn turn into a security situation. But apparently Netanyahu did this without even consulting his own cabinet and his security heads. Just called up Trump and Trump said, yes, sir, whatever you say, sir, here. More and more articles are coming on out about this attempt to conflate anti-Israelism with anti-Semitism and what a danger this poses for freedom of speech. Because if they carve out one exception to freedom of speech, you know they'll be back to carve out more. Can't criticize GMOs, can't criticize vaccines, can't question the official story about this or that, which is the whole point of the First Amendment, is to ask questions and get the answers that you need and deserve. Now, Israel has been pushing this idea that criticism of the government of Israel represents hatred of the Jewish people all the way back to the founding of Israel. And it's nonsense. That's like saying that the only reason people complain about the Nazis is they hate Germans. Meanwhile, over at the BBC, on the Radio 4 program, John Humphreys was talking about this International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism, which is pushing as hard as he can. And Humphrey said on the air, on BBC4, almost every country in the world has adopted the IHRA definition and examples of anti-Semitism. And of course, he was immediately flooded on social media saying this was more fake news. Because of the 195 countries in the world, only 31 have adopted the IHRA definition of anti-Semitism. This is coming from the Jewish Chronicle. And of those, only 6 are said to have endorsed and adopted it fully with all the examples. So once again, BBC was caught lying. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Interesting little question posed by Middle East Monitor. If criticizing Zionism is anti-Semitic, then why isn't Islamophobic to criticize Islam? And like I said, this is like claiming that the only reason people complain about the Nazis is that they hate the German people. We're not talking about somebody's race or ethnicity or religion. We're talking about behavior. We're talking about actions. And the First Amendment to the Constitution of the United States of America recognizes and acknowledges our right to speak out about anything that suits us, including the actions of foreign governments, which reflect badly on our government for supporting them. Over in China, the U.S. is rattling their sabers yet again. They've had 4 B-52 bomber flights through the China seas. Still trying to send that message that, no, forget the Cairo Convention. Those islands are going to go to somebody else now. These actions are only going to push China and Russia closer together. And it's questionable whether we could win a war against either one. But both of them together, that's just not going to happen. Even if it goes to nuclear weapons, in which case everybody loses in a war with nuclear weapons. Up in North Korea, there seems to be a stalemate. And the impasse is basically over who should make the next concession in terms of implementing their accord. And I predicted this was going to be an issue because Kim Jong-un's attitude was, well, we're going to take down this missile test stand and then the U.S. does something. We're going to send back the remains of the soldiers. Then the U.S. will do something. Then we'll take this weapon system out. Then the U.S. will do something. And the U.S. attitude has been, you do everything we want first and then we'll do something nice for you. And that's not going to fly in the Asian mindset. So that has reached an impasse. Does Trump really think the United States can take on the entire world in war? We have 7 officially recognized military conflicts going on, and according to Bernie Sanders, we're militarily engaged in something like 77 out of 195 countries on Earth. Now, there's an organization called the Stimson Center Task Force, and it's directed by Rachel Stoll, and every 2 years they issue a pamphlet of recommendations to the U.S. government on the use of weaponized unmanned aerial vehicles or remotely piloted aircraft. And apparently nobody in the government is actually reading these reports. And as far as the report that has come out this year is basically saying U.S. drone policy under the Trump administration is defined by uncertainty coupled with less oversight and less transparency. In other words, they've got these very dangerous weapons, and they're out there just flinging them all over the place. There's no clear guidelines. There's actually a lawsuit underway from somebody who thinks he may have been falsely targeted. Because they're just picking people out based on profiling. This is like a cop pulling you over, you know, just based on a profile. And then he pulls his gun out and he shoots you. I still think back to that one very tragic incident where the drone operators saw this crowd of people crossing a street with one very tall person in the middle. And the assumption is, the profile is, the very tall people are always involved in the jihadis and the military, and so they attacked this group. Turned out to be a group of school children with their teacher that got blown to ribbons. Now then, let's get back to the domestic news. This is something that people need to be looking at. As you know, it has come on out that Hillary Clinton's email server was in fact hacked, not by Russia, but by China, by a Chinese-owned company inside the United States. They got into her server, which according to Guccifer was actually very easy to do, and they added some code that automatically sent China copies of every email coming in or going out. They didn't have to get it all in one lump. They didn't have to do a hack. They didn't have to do a flash drive. It was just coming in real time. Now, the problem is that when this was going on, China started rounding up U.S. agents in China. They were captured. Many of them were killed. And the obvious question here is, did Hillary's lack of proper security on her server, her use of an unsecured server, which was not supposed to happen, she was supposed to be using the State Department's server, is she responsible for the death of these U.S. agents? And so far, U.S. intelligence agencies are refusing to do a damage assessment. Talk about being untouchable here. Apparently, a lot of people in the Department of Justice, lower down, have reached their breaking point. And a lot of them are starting to go public with some of the nefarious actions of Robert Mueller. And apparently, they're now saying that he's threatened Flynn with new indictment and prison for helping GOP candidates. That's basically it. Mueller is out there. It's, you know, campaign season. Midterms are coming on out. Flynn is out there trying to help GOP candidates. And Mueller is interpreting it as obstruction of justice, claiming that Flynn's only reason for promoting GOP candidates is that he's hoping he will get a Trump pardon for it, which would represent obstruction of justice. Actually, no, it doesn't. A pardon comes into play after justice has been served. But apparently a lot of the prosecutors at the Department of Justice are absolutely appalled by this kind of behavior, as well they should be. It's completely unethical. Up in Chicago, Rahm Emanuel says he will not run for re-election next year, and saying that 2 terms in office are enough. He called it the job of a lifetime, but not the job for a lifetime. The speculation is that he is getting ready for a run in 2020. And he wants to sort of clear the decks for that one. Over at CNN, which is still out there whining and crying that, you know, Trump is inciting violence against their reporters, which is nonsense. CNN's ratings just took another double-digit plunge in August. And the only reason they're still on the air is they're automatically bundled into every cable package. If CNN was an option, I wouldn't have it in my cable package. If people could choose whether or not they were going to pay for CNN on their cable bills, CNN would have been long gone. CNN is starting to look like Weekend at Bernie's. Dead and gone, but still being dragged around by the cable companies. All right, so let's talk about some of the economic news. Down in Venezuela, Maduro had hoped that he was going to get Venezuela's economy going again with his new cryptocurrency backed by Venezuela's oil reserve. Unfortunately, it's not really taking off. People are being very slow to catch on, probably because it is virtual. They can't see it. They can't touch it. But the Bolivar is in a free fall. And a lot of investors and creditors are very concerned that Maduro's not going to hold it together. And of course, as you know, Marco Rubio was out there the other day saying it's time for the U.S. to invade Venezuela and get rid of Maduro. Here's your rifle. Over in South Africa, despite all of their so-called reforms, most of which involve stealing other people's property and giving it away, they're not working. South Africa is sliding into a major, major recession. Actually, there's a lot of economies all over the world that are in trouble. Maybe the entire global system is getting ready to collapse, as so many people have been predicting. I mean, those who have the printing presses and the computers can just create money out of thin air for as long as they want until it's devalued to the point where it just won't work anymore. Over in Ukraine, they're facing a catastrophic labor shortage. Apparently, millions of citizens are leaving the country. Apparently, 1.4 million Ukrainians have already moved to Poland. They know there's a war coming. Why would they want to stay there? Meanwhile, here in the United States, according to this article over at Investment Watch blog, the U.S. stock market is at record overvaluation. It's due for a bear market. It probably would have already started if it wasn't being propped up for political purposes. But that's the danger of propping up the stock market, is you overvalue it. And for our current market to be at record overvaluation, that is a danger sign. It means when the correction comes, or the crash, if you will, comes, those who are on the inside, those who get the heads up that it's happening, they'll get their money back out. And for all you ordinary day trader investors out there on your little computers at home, all you're going to have left is a very interesting looking brokerage report with a very impressive number at the bottom. And that's all it's going to be, a very impressive looking number. I personally, if I had that kind of money, which I don't, I would not be in the stock market right now. I absolutely would not. Over at Bittrex, which is one of the largest cryptocurrency exchange platforms, they've delisted Bitcoin Gold over this weekend because BTG maintainers are refusing to pay half the damages Bittrex suffered during a cyber attack earlier this year. So they're talking about $250,000, and BTG is saying, why should we pay for your security failures? We'll be right back.
Extendivite. A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about the economy. And as you know, there is a war on cash. The bankers want all the money or currency in their possession, and they'll let you move it around using your smartphones or whatever. But apparently, the European Union is deciding that they need their own systems. The European Central Bank is saying that the EU should challenge Google, Apple, Facebook, and Amazon payment systems following several clashes with these American multinationals over their, quote, unscrupulous practices, end quote. And, of course, these payment systems, they do charge to use them. So there may be a seismic shift over there. Ken Livingston was out there pointing out that it's been 10 years since the 2008 crisis, and there have been no substantive changes made. The rich are still getting richer. The poor are getting poorer. Inequality is growing. And back in 2008 was the worst economic crisis since the Depression of the 1930s, triggered by the collapse of Lehman Brothers. And they didn't learn anything on Wall Street because they didn't pay for the mistakes you did with TARP and QE. And apparently, according to this article I'm looking at here, Wells Fargo is back up, ramping up the subprime mortgage-backed securities. Because, hey, when they first started, they made lots of money. And, yeah, it all fell apart later on toward the end. But, you know, we'll be smart. We'll get out in time. We'll stick the poor people with the losses again here. Due to the uncertainty over in the Middle East, oil prices are starting to rise. And people are very concerned that if it hits $4 a gallon in this country, it's going to put enormous stress on the U.S. economy. And it will. Because our economy is already under stress. There's no resilience. Everybody's running right on the edge. There's no margin. There's no safety. Down in Australia, their housing bubbles that they had in Sydney and Melbourne appear to be popping. Apparently, prices of single-family houses dropped 7.3% last month. And apparently, you know, there's this weird thing that happens. When housing prices go up, it triggers a building boom. Oh, we can make money building houses. And so they'll build a whole bunch of houses, glut the market, and then the prices come down again. So let's talk about immigration and refugees. Out in California, Gavin Newsom is running for governor. And he's out there making a promise. He is promising, and I'm not kidding you about this. He wants to give free health care for all illegal immigrants. Now, of course, he's pandering for their votes. Wouldn't it be nice if the citizens of California, the legal citizens of California, got free health care? No, we can't do that. The medical industrial complex would collapse. No, we got to make money off of those people. But we're going to give the free stuff, you know, to the illegal immigrants because, you know, they'll vote for the bread and circuses. No mention how he intends to pay for it. But I imagine that the taxes on the legal American citizens are about to go up by a huge margin. President Trump is getting into a little bit of a tussle with no less than the United Nations. And it all began back in, right here in Hawaii, where there was a lawsuit filed against the revised Middle Eastern refugee ban. It's not really going to go anywhere because in 2015, Hawaii resettled just 5 refugees, and none of them were from the 6 countries on the ban list. So it's hard to prove that Hawaii was negatively affected by the order. So the Department of Justice is now filing motions to dismiss all these other lawsuits that were being brought against the Trump White House. And again, under U.S. law, Trump has this authority. But apparently now the United Nations Human Rights Commission is debating whether to go after the U.S. for violating international law. My first question here is, where in international law does it say that nations have to have completely open, unguarded, unsecure borders? I dare anybody to show me where that is. But again, they're just pushing as hard as they can on blurring everybody together, blending all the ethnic groups together, except, of course, for Israel. They got to be kept pure. And it's really not working out very well. And when we come back from this next commercial break, I have a few choice horror stories to share with you about the reality of open borders in Europe and here in the United States. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I just got an email from somebody saying that up in Canada, about 2 years ago, they passed a law. Customers of cable companies are able to select their own packages and just the channels they want. We'll see how CNN is doing up there. I keep seeing these ads for a new system called Sling, which is promising exactly the same thing, that you get to pick the individual channels that you want, and you don't pay for the ones that you're not using, like CNN or MSNBC. Getting on back to the immigration situation, over in thevoiceofeurope.com, they're reporting on how the German people are now just sick of the migrant violence, and they are right to be so. And a big part of it, and it's a culture clash, the Germans are expecting that these migrants would be polite, grateful, say thank you, but the Germans are finding that most of the migrants from Muslim-majority countries are demanding, unemployed, unemployable, and very easily offended. And it's exactly the opposite of what Germans expect from people who receive almost everything for free. Because their self-centered, egotistic behavior isn't appreciated in a country of hard workers, which the Germans are. Now, again, in Germany, there's been an assault. The Syrian refugee stabbed a German woman, and his defense was that he was acting in accord with his religion. That when you are insulted, stabbing somebody with a knife is an appropriate response. And if the insult is serious enough, killing is permitted. Over in Berlin, apparently a 10-year-old boy from Berlin, German boy, was raped by three asylum seeker classmates while on a school trip to an isolated castle north of the German capital. And apparently this 10-year-old boy had previously been harassed by these asylum seeker classmates. And on this trip, they grabbed him. Two of them held him down while the third one abused and raped him. And here's the postscript to the story. The prosecutor is refusing to prosecute the rapist, saying he's really too young. We're not going to prosecute this guy. Over in Greece, there's a refugee camp at Pylaia, Thessalonica, and apparently the migrants living there didn't like the food. So they set the place on fire. I have an idea. If you don't like the food you are being given for free in Greece, go home. Just go home. Up in Sweden, they've reached their breaking point. As you know, Sweden just went whole hog into this open borders, quickly became the rape capital of the world. And the Swedish people have just really had it. And basically, anti-immigration sentiment has gripped Sweden. And of course, the open borders people are screaming, oh, it's racism, it's racism, it's racism. The Swedish people want to protect their culture and their history. And they're being hit with an onslaught of refugees and immigrants who do not wish to assimilate, who in fact are demanding that Europe become the countries they just left. That kind of behavior is very rude. And it's inappropriate. When you go to another country, you learn to fit in. That is the polite thing to do. Many years ago, when I was working in Europe, I made the effort to try and learn Germany and Italian, much to the amusement of my hosts, who fortunately spoke excellent English. But they appreciated the effort that I had made. We got along just fine over there. Over in Oslo, Norway, the police are saying they've effectively lost the city. Islam has taken over. And they're talking about this district called Grønland, and it's described as having an apocalyptical level of culturally enriched violence. It's only two subway stops from the parliament, one stop from the central station, and fairly close to the government offices that were bombed by Breivik. Now, the Prime Minister of the Czech Republic is out there saying, we don't want to live in the Middle East and Africa. And he's out there saying that Europe must fight for its culture and values amidst this crisis. The recent riots in Germany show how the uncontrolled influx of migrants leads to explosive situations. So now he's been declared the main threat to Europe. Ooh, bad, bad. Czech Prime Minister. Soros is still trying to hold the EU together. They're still trying to find a way to derail Brexit, or at least take the teeth out of it. Here's a very bizarre story. Now, Chuck Todd is a guy who works at the Democrat Party press office, NBC branch, and he's got a wife who's a political consultant for Democrats. Now, Chuck's wife went on a rant against Bank of America, saying that she will never do business with Bank of America again. Why was she so angry with Bank of America? Because Bank of America is concerned with illegal aliens getting involved with mail and wire fraud using their bank. Now, you think about that one for a while. She's angry with Bank of America because they're trying to deal with illegal immigrants involved in mail and wire fraud. How dare you go after those fraudsters? You're just being racist here and insensitive. Up in Oregon, another illegal alien driving drunk has killed an Oregon couple, leaving their three children orphans. Isn't that wonderful? Over in Great Britain, apparently their deportation process involves a final appeal where refugees and illegal immigrants who've been hit with a deportation order are allowed to appeal that decision to the courts. And apparently the courts are blocking three quarters of the final deportation attempts. This is being reported by The Guardian. Anyway, getting on back to Brexit, Theresa May has got to be feeling like a ping pong ball right about now. She's just getting bashed back and forth, both sides of her party. And basically, pro-European Union former cabinet minister has warned Theresa May, May that her blueprint was less popular than the poll tax. This is former Education Secretary Justine Greening, and said, the plan unveiled at Chequers is now dead, and there's no point having a government spending 2 vital months working on that when it should be working on a new plan. Jacob Rees-Mogg is saying that he and the EU's chief negotiator, Michael Barnier, also agreed that Chequers' proposal was total rubbish. I think they need to go for a hard Brexit. I think Great Britain needs to realize that the EU probably needs British products and will quickly come to a trade agreement. Maybe some kind of something along the way that the EU and Canada have a trade agreement. But the more they talk, the more the Remainers are out there. They're still trying to get a second referendum going, which represents a betrayal of the British people. We're just going to go on having elections until we get the result that we want. Now, speaking of foreign interference, the French president Macron is slamming the Swedish populist leader just days before Sweden's elections. And Macron came on out and said Sweden Democrats leader Jimmy Åkesson is not compatible with Swedish values. Now, that really is foreign interference. When you go on in and say you attack a candidate like that. Apparently the concern is that would Sweden side with the EU or maybe move more toward Russia and start looking for its Swexit? Because a lot of countries are talking about that now. Moscow is now saying that they are noticing U.S. attempts to meddle in the Russian election process. And part of it involves Google. And they're concerned because Google may have violated the law by selling political ads for an unsanctioned rally. And Andrei Nestorenko, who's a senior Russian diplomat, said that the U.S. certainly does attempt to meddle in the Russian electoral processes. And our collective opinion is that electoral sovereignty is a principle that all civilized nations should respect. I certainly agree with that. Israel. And supporting that is that apparently some of the exchanges between Clinton and Yeltsin have been released and prove that Clinton sent some of his people to help Boris Yeltsin get elected. Because when the 1996 campaign started, Yeltsin was just way behind in the poll numbers. but he got elected somehow. The Department of Justice, at the direction of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, is creating a system similar to the Amber Alert systems to alert Americans they may be subject to Russian meddling. And basically, they're going to set this up to send out push notifications to mobile phones across the country to basically say, don't listen to that candidate. They're being controlled by Russia. They're being controlled by Russia. It's propaganda right on your cell phones. How about a system to warn us about meddling by Israel? And I hope there's a way to opt out of this thing, because I certainly do not want push notifications coming into my phone screaming about Russian meddling. Over in Boston, there's a little bit of a controversy going on, because there was this Christian group who was hosting an event at the City Hall Plaza in Boston, and they wanted to fly a Christian flag on the State House. And Boston said no. But they had no problem in Boston flying the gay pride flag from the State House. Okay, probably here in the background, they're running the monthly test of our siren systems, our tsunami warning and missile warning systems. Over in California, state legislators, have passed a bill forcing all publicly traded companies to make sure they have women on their boards of directors. It's another quota system. And I can understand why a lot of kids don't think it's important to study in school anymore, because success in our society is less about your education and qualifications and merit, and more about you fitting in with a particular protected minority group. Now, as you know, following the shooting in Parkland, Walmart instituted a nationwide policy saying they will not sell a gun to anybody under the age of 21. So up in Oregon, a young lady named Hannah Brumbles went to her local Walmart. She's an 18-year-old college student, and she was denied her purchase. Now, she and her father, who's a gun rights activist, filed an age discrimination complaint with the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries in April, claiming the store violated state law. And in a decision this week, the Oregon Bureau of Labor and Industries agreed with the Brumbles complaint that Walmart was illegally discriminating against this 18-year-old. And again, I come from a gun culture. I grew up with this stuff. Where I grew up, you got your first gun at age 12, usually a bolt action 22, and you were taught gun safety. And the first time you mishandled that weapon, you would get a trip to the woodshed, would have you eating dinner, standing up for a week. Everybody had guns. They were everywhere. And we didn't have mass shootings. In all the years that I lived in that little town, growing up, there was only one incident involving a gun, and that was an attempted suicide. That was it. Of course, we also didn't have our brains melted on these prescription antidepressants either. Down in Virginia, Governor Terry McAuliffe, and I'm not kidding you, the video for this is actually linked to whatreallyhappened.com. He's out there pushing the gun grabber agenda, and he says, we lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence, with a straight face. 93 million Americans a day to gun violence. Now, Terry, I have told you a million, billion, trillion times, do not exaggerate. Because if we lost 93 million Americans a day to gun violence, this country would be completely empty in a week. Oh. There's a company in Israel that is manufacturing a bulletproof school bag. Now, it's more than a bag. It actually is a complete bulletproof vest that has a built-in backpack on it. And they're getting all kinds of orders for this thing. From concerned parents. I foresee one problem with it, and that is that it's going to be very heavy, And in summer, it's going to be very hot. And I think you're going to have a lot of kids who are just not going to want to bother wearing them. But I'm in favor of armed guards at the schools, if that's what it's going to take. Or arming and training the teachers. Or making sure that people who are mentally ill are not allowed to get guns. And that's where the system broke down. With this last shooting incident. The guy had been on medication. He'd been in a mental hospital. And he was still allowed to buy a rifle. Anyway, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back after these few words.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And apparently, there was a bit of an outage on Instagram and Facebook early today that literally went global. Parts of South America, the Philippines and India, U.S. and Europe, people were just unable to log on in. This is when you find out who really is addicted to social media, because they start sweating and shaking and fondling their electronic devices here. But they're trying to fix it, get it back up there again here. Now, story coming out of thehustle.co, and it's about DuckDuckGo, which is a rival search engine. And apparently, because of Google's issues with data mining and filtering, people are switching over. And DuckDuckGo is really, really taken off, and they've managed to secure $10 million to grow the company and their tools. And a big part of their tools are designed to protect your privacy from advertisers, from miscreants. Another story, this one out of Sons of Liberty Media. Forget about Russia, okay? It's these social media giants who are filtering conservative voices that are trying to influence the November election. And this is something that we have to put out, because a lot of Americans aren't really aware that this is going on, that when they go to Facebook or Google or Twitter, that what they're seeing is just what these corporate offices want them to see. And that, I think, definitely does represent an attempt to influence the election. And I think at some point there might actually be a legal basis for enforcing neutrality on these platforms. All traffic treated equally. Over in Sweden, there's a non-governmental organization that has launched a campaign called Freedom for Julian Assange. And they've issued a statement outside the embassy of Great Britain in Stockholm. We demand that Ecuador and Great Britain do not extradite Julian Assange. Meanwhile, people are very concerned over one of Assange's cybersecurity experts, Arjen Kamphuis, who's a Dutch citizen, has been missing for a while, and the police have opened an investigation. And could be a hiking accident, could be a hit. Nobody really knows, but people are getting worried. Oh, and I love this one here. Apple's self-driving car in autonomous mode, robotic mode, got into a car accident. They were rear-ended by a Nissan Leaf being driven by a human driver. All right, there's the music. We're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to be back with Kevin Barrett after these few words.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite.
your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.